Hey, good morning, people, my ladies, my nail tech friends, and everybody else in the near future listening to this. So I wanted to talk about an altercation that I had yesterday when I was here at the salon with a friend slash nail tech slash probably, I don't want to say coworker, but I work right next to her. We do nails. We're semi-cohesive, or were. I don't think we are now. But she, so this is the top of the cake, and give you a little rundown about her. She, she's really fun. She's sociable. She's really good to interact with. She's happy, some of the time. She's really inconsistent. She's 80% of the time she's late for her clients. She doesn't produce consistent work. She has a kind of a good and bad reputation for her going on right now. And, she doesn't follow through, and she's kind of irresponsible, doesn't have commitments. She buys a bunch of Gucci, but doesn't pay her PUD bill. Kind of gives you an idea of her mindset. And so yesterday, and I've been the one to really try to help her out, buy her some things. I bought her some Barberside to try to like increase her sanitary habits. I bought her a lot of shit just because that's who I am, because I want to try to help her out and maybe she would catch along, but apparently she hasn't because she likes to use people. And I've realized that over time. I walked in and she was servicing a client. She's like, I brought you right here. And I was like, okay, that's, usually it'd be okay. But I just replaced that because I knew somebody else was fucking using it so damn much. She's like, oh, I used yours because I couldn't find mine. What the fuck? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I kind of brought up the idea. I'm like, well, what about the pixie crystals you borrowed? Because she said she borrowed some. She used a small amount and that she would replace them. She verbally told me she would replace them. And she's done this over and over before. And I'm like, okay. And then I decided to ask her. I'm like, oh, so did you order any pixie crystals? She looks right at me and says, no. And I was like, in my head, I was like, you fucking lied to me. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God. I was like, you know what? And it was kind of like over from there because I was kind of pissed. I'm like, you said you replaced them, you do this. That was my shit. Like, you profited from my products on your client. Like, and I was just, I had enough. I fucking had enough of this shit. And it kind of just went on from there. And then, like, we used to share our products. I decided to take my nail polish down. It was just a bad day all around. And I'm like, wow. Next time, and that, it took me a little while to really figure this out and calm down from emotions. I don't want to emotionally react like that anymore to anybody. Is I learned something from this is that when I see a problem, I'm going to have to really address it right then and there and just face that fear, that little uncomfortable moment of having a fierce conversation with somebody. And it's so it's done and over with, so I don't have that emotional reaction. And I really encourage everybody else to do that first before you even freak out, because you don't want that to happen. You want to have a good response and delivery. All right, I'm out.